strength arise.
For strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not make you want, oh, weary. You're the
Good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us. And isn't it great to know we have an everlasting God for our everlasting life? It just keeps getting better and better and better. Well, if you have your Bibles, why don't you turn with me, or you could look on the overhead on Psalm 114. It's a song of the Exodus. It's rehearsing in grand poetic language the miracle of Israel's deliverance from Egypt. You find that the earth, the sea, the rivers, the mountains, the hills, they become animated and tremble and are in awe at God's presence. So follow along as I read Psalm 114. When Israel went forth from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, the Jordan turned back. The mountains skip like rams, the hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back? O mountains, that you skip like rams? O hills, like lambs? Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, before the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of water. Father, we thank you for the miracles that we read about in the past. Lord, some 3,500 years ago, Lord, in the deliverance of the Jews out of the bondage of Egypt, God, you were faithful then. And Lord, in the 21st century, in our lives, Lord, that we might seem small, and yet to you it's big. Lord, in your deliverance of us out of whatever besetting sins, whatever bondages we might be in, whatever oppression, Lord, we might feel. God, you are concerned, Lord, and you're a God of deliverances. And we thank you, Lord, that you do the miraculous. And so, Lord, we're open for that in our lives. And Lord, we do pray that this morning you be blessed by our worship of you, as we not only give you our mouths and our songs, but Lord, let these words be the meditation of our heart. Lord, let it be just the reality of desire to draw close to you. And Father, we do pray that through the word you speak to our hearts, Lord, and just reveal yourself to us. So we give you this time. Lord, be blessed, be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
For me, no is speaking to us today. He's always speaking to us. And if we sit and listen, listen for that still small voice, we can hear him whisper, I love you, my child. I love you so much. See his hands, see his feet. Know the depth and the width of my love. Know the great mercy that I've bestowed upon you today. Know that I see your affliction. Know that I see your hurt. And I hurt too. Because I love you. You're my very own. Oh, he loves us so. And oh, how he loves you so. Oh, how he loves you. How he loves you so. And oh, how he loves you so. Oh, how he loves you. How he loves you so.
Thank you.
that be our prayer today, Lord. Come have your way with us, Lord. I pray that we would be known as people who know God face to face. Not just with our heads, not just with the knowledge, but with the heart as well, Lord. Who worship you in spirit and in truth. Because there's nothing worth more than knowing you, God. Nothing can compare.
There is nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free.
Stand with us as we sing this out. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Lord,
sing it out. Holy Spirit.